Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5MinuteHistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5MinuteHistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 77, The History of Greek Mythology. The history of Greek mythology is a rich and complex tapestry of gods, heroes, and legendary tales that have shaped Western literature, art, and philosophy. Rooted in the ancient civilizations of Greece, these myths were not merely stories, but integral to religious practices, cultural identity, and explanations of natural phenomena. Passed down through oral tradition and later recorded in literary works, Greek mythology continues to captivate audiences and influence modern storytelling. The origins of Greek mythology can be traced back to the Bronze Age, with early elements emerging in Minoan and Mycenaean cultures. These societies, flourishing between 3000 and 1100 BCE, worshipped deities associated with nature, fertility, and the elements. Many of these early gods and religious practices laid the foundation for the Olympian pantheon that would later dominate Greek religious belief. The collapse of the Mycenaean civilization around 1100 BCE led to the so-called Greek Dark Ages, during which much of the culture's knowledge was lost. However, myths survived through oral transmission, evolving as they were retold by bards and poets. During the Archaic period, between around 800 and 500 BCE, Greek mythology became more structured and widely disseminated through literary works. Homer's epic poems, the Iliad and the Odyssey, composed in the 8th century BCE, played a pivotal role in shaping Greek mythological traditions. These poems, though primarily focused on the Trojan War and its aftermath, introduced many of the major gods and heroes, depicting them with distinct personalities and divine attributes. Around the same time, Hesiod's Theogony provided a systematic genealogy of the gods, tracing the origins of the cosmos from primordial chaos to the reign of Zeus and the Olympian deities. Hesiod's Works and Days also introduced moral and ethical lessons through mythological tales, reinforcing the role of mythology in everyday life. Greek mythology was deeply embedded in religious practices. The gods of Olympus, including Zeus, Hera, Poseidon, Athena, and Apollo, were worshipped in temples and honored through rituals, festivals, and oracles. Each city-state had its patron deity, with Athens venerating Athena and Delphi serving as the sacred site of Apollo's oracle. Myths explained natural occurrences and human experiences, from the changing seasons attributed to Demeter and Persephone, to the origins of fire granted to humanity by Prometheus. Myths also justified social structures and cultural norms, reinforcing the power of kings, the roles of men and women, and the values of heroism and honor. The classical period, circa 500 to 323 BCE, saw the further refinement of Greek mythology through drama, philosophy, and historical writing. Playwrights such as Aeschylus, Sophocles, and Euripides adapted mythological tales into tragedies, exploring themes of fate, justice, and the human condition. These plays, performed during religious festivals, reinforced the moral and emotional depth of mythological narratives. Philosophers like Plato and Aristotle engaged with mythology critically, often using myths allegorically to convey philosophical ideas. Meanwhile, historians such as Herodotus and Thucydides recorded events with references to divine intervention, demonstrating the continuing influence of mythology on Greek thought. The Hellenistic period, 323 to 31 BCE, marked a shift in the role of mythology, as Greek culture spread beyond its traditional boundaries through the conquests of Alexander the Great. Greek myths merged with the traditions of Egypt, Persia, and the Near East, leading to new interpretations and syncretism of deities. The Romans, who admired Greek culture, adopted much of Greek mythology, renaming deities and integrating myths into their own religious system. Jupiter replaced Zeus, Venus took the role of Aphrodite, and Hercules became a celebrated hero in Roman lore. The poet Ovid, in his Metamorphoses, retold Greek myths with a Roman perspective, ensuring their preservation and transmission to later generations. As Christianity spread across the Roman Empire in the early centuries CE, Greek mythology gradually lost its religious significance. Many myths were reinterpreted or dismissed as pagan beliefs, though they continued to be studied for their literary and philosophical value. During the Renaissance, there was a renewed interest in Greek mythology, as scholars rediscovered classical texts and artists drew inspiration from mythological themes. Painters such as Botticelli, sculptors like Michelangelo, and writers including Shakespeare incorporated Greek myths into their works, ensuring their continued cultural relevance. In the modern era, Greek mythology remains an enduring source of inspiration. It has influenced literature, film, and popular culture, with reinterpretations in fantasy novels, comic books, and blockbuster films. Figures such as Hercules, Perseus, and Medusa continue to captivate audiences, while mythological themes appear in contemporary discussions of heroism, destiny, and the struggle between order and chaos. Psychological theories, such as those of Carl Jung and Joseph Campbell, have also drawn upon Greek myths to explore archetypes and the collective unconscious. Despite its ancient origins, Greek mythology remains a living tradition, continuously reinterpreted and adapted to suit new cultural contexts. Its stories, rich in symbolism and meaning, continue to provide insight into human nature and the complexities of life. Whether through academic study, artistic representation, or popular entertainment, the myths of ancient Greece endure as a testament to the power of storytelling and the timeless nature of myth. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.